Please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight as much as you can. Gently close your eyes. Take a few deep, long breaths. Release and relax your body. Relax your mind. Experienced relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Those are the just three words. Please define them to yourself where you understand them. No need to worry about what is the right way or wrong way. The way you understand it now, that is the way it should be, because it is a progressive practice, day by day. When you practice more and more, you understand those words differently, then you have a deeper meaning. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Think of them individually. Your parents or grandparents, whether they are here in this world or not, you all have memories with them. Our memories, big part of our lives. People leave this world, but they leave their lives with us. Some are positive, some are negative. Still, you can practice loving kindness, thinking of them. We all have difficult family members. They are challenging people. They did lots of negative things to you. Maybe you did the same as return. That is the nature of imperfect people. Therefore, please learn how to let go or forgive. Forgiveness is completely letting go without reservations. You can forgive, but no need to forget, which is impossible. People do things because of ignorance, delusional mind. Therefore, we can be compassionate to those negative family members. It doesn't mean you have to go and live with them. Because we all deserve peace, whatever they did, positive or negative. Those are belong to them. Whatever you did, you are responsible. Understanding this wisdom, send your loving thoughts towards them. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. mind wanders, that is the nature of the mind. Therefore, don't go against your mind. Try to be friendly with your mind. Don't try to control it or repress it. Observe it. Then you can see thoughts, feelings, emotions are rising. Then they are existing for a while. Then they are passing away. Those are the three conditions always happening in our mind when we are watching or observing, rising, existing, and passing away. You can be a silent watcher, observing what is coming and what is going. In between those, how we are creating problems because we are reacting to them, like or dislike, good or bad, negative or positive, then we are making another story. Just be aware about it. Then just be. Now observe your mind, observe your body. How do you feel? Are you feel calm? If you feel calm, that's a good thing. When you have a calm mind, you can see things as they are. If you feel just relaxed, then after this meditation, maybe you are in the same place again. Therefore, instead of relaxing your body and mind, try to maintain the calmness in your mind. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself, your inner journey, your practice, your life. And also you can make a wish for your family, your loved ones, or even you can think about your departed relatives, friends who passed away, left this world. If they need help, this is a good time to share your thoughts, mental powers with them. Now I am going to do a short chant, give blessings to all of you. Please listen to this chant mindfully and attentively. Receive the blessings. Bahunsahasmabhinim Mitasayodhantam Girimekalam Uditagora Sasenamaram Dānādi dhamma vidhinā jitvā munindo tante jasā bhavatute Jaya Mangalani Maratireka Mabiyujn Jitvani Cit sambaratting ghoram pana lavakamakha matandayakkhang Khanti sudhanta vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatute Jaya Mangalani. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay. I know there are, always we are talking. And so I would like to keep it open today. Everybody can talk. You can talk today. We will listen maybe. And so what are the questions you have about your practice, your journey, confusion? So I want to make sure what I'm doing, those kind of things. So whatever question you want to ask, if I know the answer, or maybe he will know the answer, maybe I don't. So we will help. Yes. So I can tell you my own experience, what I do, right? So I'm always, when we are talking about the teaching and practice, so why I have really power in me, not 100%, because I prepared my life to lose. Make sense? So that means whatever we do in our life, always we are losing. We think we are gaining, materially we do. Even we are gaining materially, still we are losing. So if you understand that, then you can enjoy your life. Then you have really power in yourself. Because what people are always doing, try to keep everything where we want. Then we are losing our power. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore prepare. So that's what meditation does. Understand and nature of this reality, nature of this life, which is we cannot control at all. So, sometimes people are trying to control everything, then they are trying to be powerful after that, then we lose anyway. So, after you learn this is what happened, so then, right after, moment to moment, then you are enjoying everything in life. Otherwise, we lose our energy. Any other thoughts? Anybody has any other thoughts? Do you have any thoughts about self-esteem? Yeah?
What do you do to maintain harmony with your fellow man and within yourself?
Yeah. So, I'm always telling, suggesting to people, world is too big for you to change. But your inner world is a perfect size. Right? So, if you need the harmony, I'm always asking, be selfish to bring that harmony into yourself. So, this morning I had the book interview. She asked the same questions. Then I said, you cannot go and change the world, but you are the change. You change yourself, then I said to her, then she said, I'm having some difficulties with my teenage 18 years old daughter. So she's always picking me and my negativities and all those things. I said, see, that's the issue. So that means the world is not the issue, you are the issue. So therefore, find your inner harmony first. So when you are doing that inner harmony, just being yourself, you are really giving that energy to the world. Look at that person, he's so in peace. Why I cannot be that? Now think about all the like 10-20 people here in this room. Everybody is following the same path, already have an inner harmony with yourself. What will happen to your household? Then they feel the same energy. Sometimes people do that. I remember one mother who came to meditation Tuesday morning. Then after meditation, she went home. 3 years, maybe 3 years old little girl, she called me right after she go home. She said, "Bhante, after meditation, when I go home, my 3 years old daughter, she was looking at me and said, 'Mommy, mommy, you look so beautiful today.'" So then she asked, "Where did you go?" Then the mother answered, "I went to the Blue Lotus, so the temple, to meditate." Then she, children always asking question, "What kind of meditation did you do?" Then the mother answered, "I did the loving kindness meditation." "Mommy, that's why you are so beautiful. Please keep doing it." Then she go and play again. Now think about even, whatever mother did, like our come to the temple. So even that little sensitive human being, she felt when mother come home with that powerful inner harmony. So therefore, you are the power, you are the Buddha, you are the inner harmony, you are the peacemaker. You can do everything. You can make this world, destroy at the same time if you don't do that. So now think about the Buddha or Jesus or other spiritual teachers. They try their best to help the world. But before they help the world, what they did first? They helped themselves. So Buddha said, "I became the Buddha first. Now I'm telling you how to become a Buddha." So I think that's the most powerful thing. So, people who listened to me last many years, I'm always suggesting how I did it, how I practice it. So however, whatever I develop inside me, I'm always putting outside. So now think about people know me closely. How many thousands of people change because of my journey? I'm not, egotistical about it. I'm aware about it. I don't know, even countless thousands of people change. So that means you please bring that inner harmony to yourself. But it is a whole process. It is not the one night thing, no. Now think about it, still 40 plus years, I keep doing it. Keep working on it. It's a process. Anything else? Any other questions? Don't be shy to ask. Even you sometimes know the answer, still you can ask for other people. Some people are shy to ask, right? Yes. Okay, so I think when you have guilt, so people are suffering, lots of suffering inside them because of the guilt. So that guilt means you did something maybe not appropriate, not good, right? Something negative. Then people are so worrying about it. So I will tell you one experience. One of my students asked me, he's a young man, and he said to me, "Bhante, I have a strong guilty feeling in my mind." I asked, "About what?" "I did lots of things, negative things to women, because I had the many different girlfriends. So I was so mean and rude to them. I know they love me extremely, but I felt he was kind of playboy type person, and so he's playing around. But, those girls were so much love. He's a good-looking man, so much energy and so much love to him, but he didn't accept it, but he just pretend, everything is okay, but he's playing around. So now he's getting older, a little bit older, then he felt, oh my God, now he's in this mindful journey. Now he feel all the negative things he did for the women keep bothering him. So then he asked me, what can I do to overcome that guilt? Then I said, go opposite. Go opposite direction now. You did the negative things to the women now, do something good for them now. How beautiful that? That's how we can minimize those negative things when you have that shame in your mind. So then you feel good. Oh, I did something. So otherwise, that's what we call, I don't want to go to that topic, we use the word karma. You are creating that negativity in your mind, it will keep coming back. I call the boomerang karma. Right after, you know, real boomerang, when you throw it, it will come back, come at you. Something like that. So that means that negative thoughts keep coming at you again and again and again. Even why people can't sleep at night, because they're worrying about those things. So when we are doing all, so that's why we have to do skillful actions always. So what mindfulness does, in that case, you recognize those things, what I did. Then what you can do, you can apologize to yourself. Yes, I did it. Now I can see it. Now I'm not going to do it again. So now what is happening in some religions? So what is the word? Confess? You know, go and, you know, tell the priest, I did this and that. I can see that's the same thing. Why? They cannot do. Sometimes you feel after you do something wrong, maybe I had to go to the temple and talk to Bhante Rahula or something like that, right? So sometimes people feel that. Why? People feel they want to talk to somebody. So if you can talk to your inner self, I did that, accepting that, then you can be wonderful after that. So that's what mindfulness does. It's happened to me also one time during the COVID. You know, I didn't do anything negative or bad. Certain things happened when I was young. Because I was kept those things away, because being busy, I didn't address those things. Why I'm busy all the time, traveling and, you know, exciting life. But I was walking in the American park, so then one day, middle of nowhere, those things kicking in. Why I have more time to be at the temple, and during the COVID, nothing to do. Then I realize all those problems keep bothering me and bugging me. And then I realize I want to talk to somebody. But then, maybe I know too much, then I felt, no, I don't want to talk about it. Why? I don't trust people. I have that, I don't say it is an issue. Why? I know too much teaching. Buddha said, if people are imperfect, don't trust them. It makes sense, right? If people are imperfect, don't trust them. So then that thought came to my mind, therefore I didn't talk. Then I start to talk to a tree. It's helped me so much. So I call, you know, exactly, I remember that tree in the American park next to the pond. And I was sitting there, I was talking to that oak tree. So oak tree become my guru or my teacher. Why? Oak trees never think about judgmental or negative about it. So then later I realized how powerful it is. What I did, the oak tree become my symbol to talk. Like a person. But actually, exactly, psychologically, what I did, I talk to my inner self. I make a conversation with my inner self. So we have, the story, under the Bodhi tree, Buddha did the same thing. In his last part of his enlightenment, he had that inner conversation with him. So I think that's the best thing to do. So therefore I'm asking, accept I did this wrong. That's it. If you can accept it, right after that moment you are going to change yourself. Don't repress. Accept it. If you cannot accept to yourself, come to the temple, when we are chanting, you know, the Buddhist people are doing lots of chanting. End of the chanting, we are telling, I know Buddha cannot hear that. Right? But people think Buddha can hear that. They are chanting to the Buddha, Buddha, you know, mentally, verbally, physically, if I did something wrong, please, I want to apologize for that. I think they are talking about themselves. So if you cannot take care of yourself, then talk to the person. If not, if you are not trusting people, talk to the tree. How wonderful this Buddha statue, you know? He's a statue, then we can talk to him. I think that's very powerful. So, then mindfulness comes after that. Okay? Anything else? Yeah. Okay, so physical uncomfortable feeling? Oh, physically. Physical. So, you know, when we are sitting, you know, I used to do it here in the temple during the meditation practice. I'm asking people to get up and stand up and standing meditation. You know, therefore you can do that too. If you physically is difficult, you can slowly stand up and meditate like a few minutes standing without bothering to other people. Then you can sit down. Otherwise, you can change your posture anytime. Because there is no, I have to sit still like this. Because I can sleep like this too. So if people are thinking I'm doing so great, sitting over, look at Bhante Sujata doing so great. No, maybe I'm sleeping. Right? Therefore always, meditation is not a punishment. So therefore always you have a right to change your posture. But when you are changing your posture, sometimes people can know awareness what they are doing. They are going crazy, right? So you can be aware about, you are changing your leg, so something like that slowly and mindfully. Then it's not really distracting to your practice. It's become a part of your practice. Then now think about during the meditation, you feel like an itch or something. Then what we can do that too, right? We can do that. So instead of that, we can bring up, So it's become a meditation then. You can be aware about your movement, then you can stretch yourself so slowly, then you are not really distracting to your practice.
What if it's a mental distraction?
So same thing. If you see the mental distraction, you can see, oh, my mind is distracted right now. So recognize it. That's what we call the inner recognition. That's the word. So we recognize it. The moment you recognize it, it's not bothering you anymore. Make sense? That's what mindfulness does. Then we stop going that negative direction. Oh, I can see my mind is distracted right now. So the moment of the, when you are distracted, what people think, they get upset. Oh, I'm distracted. I came all the way to the temple to meditate. Even I'm sitting in the meditation cushion, I'm so distracted. How stupid I am. Sometimes people are thinking like that. No. So your distraction become your practice. So what I'm always asking, don't label even negative things as negative. So every time if you see something negative in your mind, think to yourself, when I experience this negative thing, that means something positive is next to it. Negative cannot exist without positive. Why? World is functioning with what? In duality. Make sense? World is always functioning in duality. Always we see the negative things. Even if you see something good in your mind, there's a bad in somewhere too next to that. So in the Zen story, it says, somebody asked from the teacher, where is the enlightenment or happiness or contentment? Then teacher answer, the master answer, edge of your nose. What did that mean? If something edge of your nose, just breathe in. Then inside you. Another story says, where is your contentment? In your pocket. Here. In your heart. Right here. So how wonderful. Everything is right there. No need to look for outside. Okay? Anything else? Any other questions?
If I may add to something regarding the regrets, as Bhante mentioned, accepting the mistakes, and of course the forgiving yourself too, right, Bhante? Because at times, for instance, we may have, just for example, a situation, let's say your friend get into a trouble, that you probably think that if I was there, that wouldn't happen. Then you regret about not being there. But then you hold on to that thought and not forgiving yourself for not being there for that time, but then in reality, you probably couldn't be there. And then you probably hold on to that thought of not being there and in that moment to help. And that the regret that you're going to carry throughout. My personal experience, that I experienced with my mother passing away. I had so much regret for not being with my mom as often as I could. I hold on to this at Bhante, know that I struggled for so many years, even though I've been a monk for 34 years. I struggled for 6 years to overcome my sadness, my regret. But then I have to forgive myself because I didn't do it intentionally. With my duty as a monk being here, and then how far I am, it wasn't possible for me to go there as often as she would like me to come. So I was so stubborn with my own self and not forgiving myself, and that kept me so long, that regret. But now I understand that I didn't go there because I didn't want to, because I couldn't, because of all the things that I was doing. I wasn't doing anything negative, or I wasn't doing anything intentionally not to see her. So I have to forgive and understand and accept. And I think with acceptance, the forgiving yourself, we think the forgiveness is for someone else also. But we have, at times we have to forgive ourselves also in order to move forward. I think that's one of the other part too, if I may add, the forgiveness for yourself also is important to overcome the regrets that we have. So I just wanted to add that also.
Wonderful idea, right? Yeah. I can remember that time. Yeah. Anything else? We have a few more minutes. Okay. I hope everybody enjoyed. So thank you so much. Oh, you have something? Yeah. No, this. Only this.
Oh.
Right. Not this.
Okay.
Right. It's a good question, see? Yeah. So therefore, I don't know, maybe people have so many misconceptions about these things. So therefore, you know, the Buddhist path, questioning is a big thing. We have that freedom to ask questions. Right? So the person who receives it, that's totally up to him or her. But you can ask the questions. Buddha said, even please question about my own journey. Don't trust just, you know, oh, you are the Buddha, therefore I'm going to trust you. Don't. Buddha said, you can question about my practice too. And so then I remember, you know, some thought came to my mind. One man, so Buddha allowed him to question him and look for a hole, you know, something wrong with the Buddha. You know, secretly this man wandering around the Buddha all the time like a student to seek for the, you know, negative things to find from the Buddha. He couldn't find many months. So that means that is the power of the mindfulness. So therefore, questioning is a good thing. So even you see something not really resonate to you about monks or what we do, always please come and ask. We love to answer that. I think that is the purpose of the Blue Lotus. No need to hold everything. Please ask. If I get upset, that's my problem. So then I will handle that. So right. So thank you so much. See? Otherwise, if you have that mind, oh, maybe I cannot sit here, then what is the purpose of these all the cushions? Just for monks? No. Right? You know, so this area for the monks.
This aren't a special cushion either. They are the same.
So. Right, exactly. Right. They are the same, right?
You can try to sit, but you make sure you talk about something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's very funny, you know, that's the world condition now, but, you know, other than me, nobody's sitting on this cushion. Because it's a, you know, the Buddhist tradition, because they, you know, we don't have hierarchies, but they respect the senior. So therefore, I didn't put this cushion for myself. I don't know who did it. I think David, you know, did it. You know, he made this cushion for me. So you can see even different color. So, but if there is another senior monk come here more than me, you know, senior than me, then he can sit here. So that is the monastic code. Yeah. So, thank you so much. Thank you. Anything you have? No? Okay. Okay.
The Sakya Day is coming the 11th of May. It's coming up soon. There's a Simon sheet on the table in the social hall about sponsored monk or part of a monk.
Which part? Yeah.
Yeah, that is on May 24th, on Friday at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, so May 11th is our big day. So please come, bring your friends. We have music, dancing, dragon dance, and all those things. It's a full house. And also we have parade and around the square. And also we have food, serving food, basement. And it's a fun evening. It is not... I call it a family event. It's a party time. So it's a Blue Lotus party, okay? Because most of our teaching here is a meditation every day because we need the party time too. So this is a Buddha's birthday party, okay? So, but no drinking though, sorry. So thank you so much. Thank you.